House District 54 Representative Tim Quinn has sponsored a bill to eliminate food tax because he feels it's too regressive in the impact it has on low-income citizens. UtahPolicy.com managing editor Brian Schott says it passed through the House, but the Senate doesn't like the bill.
But they don't like the raising of the sales tax across the board to make up for the lost revenue. There's Senator Wayne Harper's bill, which sort of reforms the UTA, changes the governing status, and it increases sales tax by 0.15%. The reason he had to do the sales tax increase is because they were waiting on the tax reform bill, which we haven't seen yet. It's maybe a tax cut for corporations and for individuals. We haven't seen that yet, but whatever his funding mechanism was going to be was closely tied to that. We haven't seen it yet, so he had to switch to a sales tax increase. So I think that Senate leaders are a little more wary about where they're going to raise the sales tax, and I just don't think that doing it to offset the losses from the food tax is going to happen.
Senator David Buxton's bill, SB 192, would nullify Park City's plastic bag ban. Schott says he thinks the bill will pass through the House.
Lawmakers up here, you know, they have sort of a libertarian streak to them, the Republican majority. So they don't like the idea of telling stores and consumers what they can and cannot do when it comes to something like this. So basically what happened is there was a bill that was going to ban the sale of plastic bags. That bill got changed. That bill fell, and then they turned around and passed the bill that would prohibit cities from enacting their own ban on plastic bags. So I'm not quite sure where that one's going to be. I'm trying to get a sense of that one as we head into the final days. That one will probably go through in the last couple of days.
Park City Representative Tim Quinn has stated he does not support SB 192. Schott says the Appropriations Committee met Monday to go over final budget details. Tuesday is the last day that a bill can pass out of the Senate or House.
It's pretty much done. Same thing for the Senate. And in the last 2 days, they're going to be negotiating over the final spending items, and they're going to be trying to get as many bills through as possible. One thing that is really concerning to a lot of people up here is we have not seen the priority funding list for bills. We don't know what initiatives the House or the Senate are going to try and fund as they work through their final negotiations. The House has been holding off on that, which is extremely out of the ordinary. So we'll have to see how that all shakes out. But it is going to be pedal to the metal the rest of the way here.
Representative Steve Handy's bill, HB 483, would allow police to get a court order to take away guns from a person designated as extremely dangerous. Schott says this is one gun control effort that is gaining steam around the country.
This is what they call a red flag bill. There are five states already that have these kinds of bills. I know that House Speaker Greg Hughes is in favor of it. The Senate, a little bit more tepid about this idea. So I expect that it will finally pass, but I'm not sure in what form. But this is not a new idea. This has happened before in at least five other states. And Handy was actually working on this issue prior to the shooting down in Florida, but he decided to get the bill drafters to get this thing done and out towards the end. I don't think that he was going to move forward with it in this session until the mass shooting happened down in Florida. But it's an interesting idea. I think lawmakers want to do something, and this is probably something that they'll be able to get done.
That's managing editor of UtahPolicy.com, Brian Schott. KPCW will have an additional update Thursday on the local news hour when Leslie Thatcher talks with the Summit County Republican and Democratic Party chairs. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.